Inner Traditions Audio presents The Evolutionary Empath, a practical guide for heart-centered consciousness by Reverend Stephanie Redfeather, Ph.D., read by the author. Foreword, Linda Starwolf, Ph.D. If you're listening to this audiobook, then perhaps you are a sensitive human being. While people from all cultures and all walks of life are capable of sensitivity, some of us have an additional dose of extrasensory energies. You may find yourself being highly sensitive or hyper-aware of the world around you. You may experience sounds, sights, smells, tastes, and physical touch from a heightened and more concentrated perspective. Perhaps you are able to pick up on or feel into these different energies surrounding you, especially those of other people and their emotions. As one who was described as an overly sensitive child, I came to realize later on in life that my ultra-sensitive nature was indeed not a mishap or curse bestowed upon me, but rather these extrasensory abilities were my superpowers, special gifts entrusted to me so that I could use them to help change the world and raise consciousness. As a shamanic teacher seeking to bridge the ancient form of spirituality with the modern world of consciousness, I've had the golden opportunity to meet and support many highly sensitive and/or extrasensory individuals, or empaths, on their healing and transformational journeys to greater embodiment. Through my own personal journey and through my work as an addictions counselor, shamanic teacher, and psycho-spiritual guide, I've come to realize that being sensitive or empathic is completely natural. By sensitive, we mean in tune with the shared connection to the world around us. From my perspective, having this connection and being able to access it regularly does not just make us sensitive. It makes us shamanic. I believe that all animals, including human beings, are born with this sensitive and shamanic connection to the world. We are born in tune with our environment, the forces of nature, the other members of our tribe, and all of life around us. This connection, these extrasensory and shamanic abilities, is our birthright as beings indigenous to the earth. Through the socialization process of infancy, childhood, and adolescence, we learn and may even be encouraged to suppress and repress these innate abilities. As we continue to grow and develop, we may find ourselves...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?